Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, let's just race to your calls. Anthony in Texas, you're on the air, sir.
Alex.
Yes.
Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
This whole Doug Dynasty debacle is just highlighting that we're really battling against principalities and powers. I called in, Alex, because you mentioned protecting your son from this spiritual filth. So I wanted to share some information.
Okay.
I'm Catholic, and I hope the Southern Poverty Law Center doesn't come knock down my door with their jackbooted thugs now. But anyway, Pope Paul VI wrote a beautiful encyclical against the sexual revolution called Humana Vitae, and anybody can look this up, but it reads like a prophecy. He warned about the Pandora's box this would open up. And now just look at the filth we have been taught in schools, the number of abortions, and people are just spiritually void, and people need Jesus. We've got to pray for our enemies, the Freemasons, all these people that are stuck in this occult activity. We've got to pray for these people because they're really on the line.
I hear you. I appreciate your call. I mean, the indoctrination of the children of anything is wrong. You know, the parents should be raising their children, not the state. But the state says our kids belong to them. It's just outrageous, folks. Well, we've put up with so much, so the sky's the limit. Faith in Louisiana, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I just want to say thanks for doing what you do every day, and especially to your crew. I know they work hard. But I just want to say I live down in South Louisiana. We really look up to the guys in Duck Dynasty. And AMC or A&E had the opportunity of a lifetime if they would have backed him up.
Well, I mean, I'm going to write an article, I guess, because I want an article out about or a video of calling for boycott. Now that's starting, and calling for that family to stand by their kin and leave the show and say, fine, you know what? You own your own printing press. This is your own deal. You tried to censor us. You did a deal, told us not to talk about God when that's what's popular anyways and what made it popular. And now you want to restrict what we do in our own private lives? Well, fine, tyrants. We'll take our hundreds of millions of dollars. We'll go start our own show on another cable system, and it'll defeat you. The answer is create your own system like we've done with Infowars.com. God bless you, Faith. Let's talk to Eric in Michigan. You're on the air, Eric. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Hey, I've tried to call a long time. I've been holding a long time on trying to be brief. Richard Dean Anderson, the actor that played MacGyver, he also was on a show, Stargate, SG-1. There's a lot of parallels that you talk about all the time with that show. In particular, if you're not familiar, there's a race that they've met through their wormhole that's called the Ashen, and their basic plan is to make us better, but in the long run they make it so we can't breed, and it's total control. There are a lot of parallels with everything that you've said. I've been listening for a couple years with that show, SG-1, Stargate, SG-1. I would love to hear a guy like Richard Dean Anderson or the producer of that show, Jonathan Glassner.
Interesting. I'd have to be familiar with it to do it, but we should focus more on pop culture because that's where the real battle's going on and the real programming is going on. Very interesting point.
Yes, sir. I've tried for a couple of years. I wanted to bring this up to you, and I've tried to call a bunch of times, but I'm glad I got through today. I know, you know, it's separation by 7 degrees. Somebody out there somewhere is listening that knows those people individually, and I have to believe that they're listeners. Jonathan Glassner and Richard Dean Anderson.
Yeah, we have an incredible group of people listening. The thing is, tracking them down, getting them on. I appreciate your call. I'm going to give them 45 seconds. Rocco, last caller. Sorry to Susan. Go ahead, in North Carolina.
Alex, I've been amazed how big this push is for an Article 5 constitutional convention.
That's because they can rewrite the whole thing, and they got a lot of conservatives behind it, and I think it's a trap.
You know, Bruce Fein, who works for Ron Paul, is behind it. Glenn Beck just got on the bandwagon. Mark Levin is for this. Could I plug a website?
Well, they think because there's so many libertarians and patriots waking up, and I like Bruce Fein and all them. Let's get Bruce Fein on, not tomorrow, on Monday about this, because we could debate a con, because that could be a way to reverse all this and all the bad amendments, but it's a gamble.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're engaging in a thought crime here today. We are playing Christian music at Christmas. Christian, Christ, Christmas. Christ, Christian, Christmas. Jesus, Christ. Lord and Savior, not Obama, not the state, not Hitler, not Mao Zedong, not Sigmund Freud. Ladies and gentlemen, we talk about McCarthy and the Red Scare and the House Committee on and the Senate Committee on Un-American Activities. And persecuting and blacklisting people if they were communist. And it obviously went too far in some cases and was un-American. Even though those groups are trying to overthrow the republic itself, you can't become the tyranny to stop the tyranny. But he meant well, undoubtedly. And the Russian files were declassified in the last 8 years, showing, indeed, most of the people he was targeting were KGB agents. Now, that said, in this country, if you have a dart gun, that shoots plastic darts, Nerf gun, in your backyard, even in areas like Texas, and a trendy sees you and friends running around playing games, cowboys and Indians, cops and robbers, that's what we played when we were kids. Now it's all basically superhero stuff. I'm the Green Lantern, I'm Galactus or whatever. I mean, I see the kids running around doing this. Or they think they're the X-Men, or they're Spider-Man versus the Goblin, the Green Goblin. You get the police called on you, you get arrested or your toy guns taken that are bright orange, and if the school gets tattled to by a neighbor, you get suspended from school and then charged with truancy when the truancy laws say if you don't go to school for on average 12 absences in a semester, that's the average state law, 16 in Texas last time I checked, then your parents can be criminally charged. So they illegally kick you out of school and then charge you with being truant for not being at school, and the parents are like lambs to the slaughter and go in and sign agreements to put their kids on probation, ruining their lives basically, while a criminal school and criminal administrators use color of law fraud to trick you into a deferred adjudication. So that when you do one thing, you automatically agree to go on probation and pay tens of thousands of dollars. This is criminal racketeering. You're like, what does that have to do with the Red Scare? When you go to have a baby, they're spying on you with the nurses putting data. Oh, do you have enough money? Getting along with your husband? I'm your friend. You can tell me, honey. You say, yeah, we've been arguing. We're broke. Your kid is gone at birth. All fraud, all criminal. All over the nation, they're pulling down nativity scenes. All over military bases. Some towns are pushing and suing to make people take crosses down off their own property, saying it's offensive. There is a total war on Christianity and the cross because they've picked that to bring it down because they believe it's above the state. Just like they've picked the M4 AR-15 as the symbol of all evil and all murder, even though it's all assault weapons are used in less than 2% of the crimes FBI statistics. Gun crimes, 2%. It's shotguns and handguns, ladies and gentlemen, the vast majority. That's what criminals use. The average idiot criminal doesn't know how to use a gun. They use a shotgun because they can't miss. Or they want a concealed little handgun because all the dumb idiots, you know, pimps and people, you know, think that's the right gun to have because they see cops with them. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the fraud. They're persecuting gun owners. They're persecuting Christians. And if they can ban the M4 carbine, the AR-15, they can ban them all. And if they can, all over the nation, oh, you gave out Christmas cards that said Merry Christmas, we are suspending you. Oh, you brought a Bible to school that you were reading at lunch, we're taking the Bible and suspending you for a week. I see that article every 2 weeks. That's happening constantly. Folks, the school can't say we have an official religion and push it. You can wear a cross around your neck. You can pray to Mecca during the lunch break if you want. You can even go out in the jungle gym if you want and bow to Satan. You can worship rocks. You can worship the sky. You can worship the mountain and Crom. You can worship whatever you want under the First Amendment. And the people that call themselves liberal, that are at war with religion, are only doing it because they want to be above religion. They want the state to be God. That's what communist and fascist and authoritarian countries always do. They want to be God and have you dependent and live off the welfare check or live off the corporate check or live off the government pension fund that they can take away whenever they want, even though they took your money in 30 years of service in the military or the government or wherever, and put your money in there. They're now telling you it's an entitlement. You're not going to get it. You're just like some welfare mom. You understand that, ladies and gentlemen? And so now, this is a big deal. I saw the controversy yesterday on drudgereport.com, saw it all over the news after that, and now A&E has placed Duck Dynasty patriarch Phil Robertson on indefinite hiatus following anti-gay remarks he made in a recent profile in GQ. And the entire family, and I know they're listeners, I've been told they are, we ought to reach out to them now, reach out to him now. The entire family should now leave and break their contract with this channel, A&E, under the First Amendment. They'll be rock stars bigger than ever and come out with their own network, just like Glenn Beck has done. I'm telling you, you double down, do what we've done. You do not need them. You're entrepreneurs. You're smart. You're the number one show in cable history after the Bible that was number two. You see, this is a culture war, and these globalists want to have the Bible on cable because they want the record ratings, 12, 15, 20 million viewers. I mean, NFL hardly has that. And this show had tens of millions of viewers. And if you want to have 666 tattooed on your hands in the motorcycle shows, that's fine. Or if you want to promote in children's shows gay sex, which is pedophilia, whether it's heterosexual or homosexual. They want to be able to control things and get away with what's seen as radical, not even promoting a, quote, gay agenda. It's to overturn the old existing order to bring in the new. And if they can get the public schools in the position to teach five-year-olds how to have anal sex, which they do, and to teach five-year-olds how to masturbate, remember Jocelyn Elders, and 2 + 2 = 5, and all the rest of this stuff, they can do anything they want. And now they can fire, suspend indefinitely, you know, put into the phantom zone, purgatory. The main star, the most popular guy on Duck Dynasty, and I've only watched it a few times. I don't watch it on TV, but I follow some of it online. You know, I've got some of their products. I do Duck Hunt, at least back when I have time. And the whole issue here is that this is simply outrageous. And this sets the precedent to persecute anybody they want and shut anybody they want off of television or out of media or out of government or out of industry, where they rule and control what is acceptable in this nation. And behind the scenes, they told them you can't talk about Jesus Christ. Behind the scenes, they said don't talk about God, and that's what makes it popular. Behind the scenes, imagine the show is a reality show about a successful family of entrepreneurs and hunters. And they put all this stuff on, Honey Boo Boo and all of them, to try to make Southerners and white people look bad. But instead, it's backfired and been incredibly popular. And so people are now adopting this look and this culture as a rebellion against the system. Hey, it isn't perfect, but it's better than being a metrosexual getting bossed around by your wife or girlfriend all day. People are sick of it. And so what's popular is real Christianity, real rugged individualism, real Americana, libertarianism, and the system absolutely hates it. Because any culture, especially, you know, the characters out of Mississippi and Louisiana that are from, you know, two centuries ago, basically, that image doesn't fit with the system that the establishment is trying to push today. And let me tell you, I'll take the Duck Dynasty crowd over the public schools teaching five-year-olds how to have anal sex. I'll take them any day. We have a culture of government feeding on us, spying on us, getting away with bloody murder, demonization of the founders. Look, all the other countries don't follow this, and they turn into hellholes. And we're going down that same path because the social engineers know if they can take God away from us and guns and family, it's over. It's over. A&E has placed Duck Dynasty patriarch Phil Robinson on indefinite hiatus following anti-gay remarks he made in a recent profile in GQ. We are extremely disappointed to have read Phil Robinson's comments at GQ, which are based on his own personal beliefs and are not reflected in the series Duck Dynasty, A&E, said in a statement. His personal views in no way reflect those of A&E networks, who have always been strong supporters and champions of the LGBT community. How about of the First Amendment? The network has placed Phil under hiatus from filming indefinitely. And I'm telling you, the whole family, I want an article out about this, by Don Salazar or Watson or any of the folks over there, or I want them all to write with their own perspective on it, on this new McCarthyism. Because the family needs to leave the show, and we need to boycott A&E. These are a bunch of anti-family, anti-God people who are anti-First Amendment. And, I mean, all he said was, is I don't get it. I like women, not men.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi folks, Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host, Alex Jones. And you know there's moves to not let regular Christmas carols with the word Christ or any talk of angels to be aired on the radio because it's offensive to people. And, well, we've all got to bow to what a minority says we should do because they're so tolerant. It's about setting the precedent, telling us what we can and can't do. The free speech zones, all of it. This is pure anti-liberty, anti-First Amendment garbage masquerading as civil rights. I mean, my gosh, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be honest with you. I've never had anything against gays and lesbians. It's never really been a big subject on my mind. If people love each other and care about each other, that's their issue. But if they were trying to sexualize small children to heterosexual activities, I would be very angry. And that's what's happening, and it's disgusting. And there is a radical element leading the, quote, gay and lesbian community on record that are dominating society, pushing their agenda, getting in everybody's face, beating everybody over the head with their religion. And I mean, I'm sorry, just for me in my own life, sex is not what everything orbits around. I know rock and roll, that's what it's all about, all of it. And I'm, you know, 40 years old now, turned 40 in February. That was a long life. I was old when I was 20. Done a lot. And I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of, like, almost every movie or show or sitcom I happen to see or a show about remodeling houses. Or I don't let my kids watch much TV, but we'll be on vacation and like, flipping through kids' shows channels, and there'll be an agenda there. And I'm like, wow, I'm living in the Twilight Zone. And then you look at the anchors on CNN and MSNBC, and it's come out. I mean, you're not going to be a producer. You're not going to be on air unless you're in the club. And it's like, no wonder everybody's tuning out. I mean, it just kind of gets old when nothing but gay people are on television and that's the whole world. And again, the globalists in their own documents, you can look these up, we cover it in Endgame 1.5, said in the 60s, we're going to promote this agenda to reduce fertility, reduce the number of children in the family, and make the state the unifying center of life. It's like they say, we're going to ban guns because only the state should have the monopoly of force. That's in UNIDIR documents, July 7th, 2001. United Nations General Disarmament Small Arms Committee. And so, I mean, that's what it is. I mean, you turn on any sitcom, any drama, the man's an idiot, the man's a moron, the woman's the boss. And let me tell you, women especially watch this, and then they repeat everything they've seen because it's like, oh, this show shows me being the boss. This show shows men being a joke. They are annihilating your partner. They are annihilating your future. They are isolating you, women. And then men buy into it. They think if they act like idiots, they'll get more women. They think they buy more Coors Light, they'll get more women. You pop a Coors at the beach and 100 women show up instantly. And you know, the truth is you just end up with a giant pot belly living alone. And these are the images. And you can see a corporate push of banning free speech, banning Christian nativity scenes in people's own yards. They're even going after that. Banning regular human activity, banning the First Amendment. I see every few weeks someone arrested in a public school or a college or even private school because they'll write a fiction essay, usually about zombies, because that's so popular. And I've told this story many times. I remember writing a story about zombies and winning an award for it in the sixth grade intermediate. And my teacher used it as an example of creative writing because myself and my friend, black friend of mine, Corey Strange was his name, sitting beside each other, started writing about zombies and about a fictitious high school and how they attacked it. Now we're in the back of a truck and shooting the zombies with shotguns. And he kind of wrote one angle of what was happening in the town in his article. And then I wrote another angle in my article. And the teacher a week later was like, look at this. You guys come up and read these stories or part of it. This is really good how they're collaborative and are like two different branches, like alternate realities of the same town. You guys working together on this article. Two different articles. They arrest you for writing an article about shooting zombies now, saying talking about guns and shooting. If a kid's playing cooperative video games, as it's a case outside Austin, and makes a joke about, oh, yeah, I'm real crazy, I'll shoot up a kindergarten. No name of a school, no serious threat, no gun. They admit they know it's not a threat. It's going ahead to trial right now. When I heard yesterday on the news. The judge is still considering going to trial. It's thought crime, folks. I'm going to explain this when I come back, but I want to get your take on this. This specifically, Duck Dynasty, firing the star because of his First Amendment. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
American Gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ship same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, we're here 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, re-aired on stations across the country. And we are taking the culture back. Liberty, freedom, true equality, true diversity, and true tolerance. Does it mean you accept what people are doing? The American way is to tolerate it, but keep your culture, keep your ideas, not accept everything the globalists are pushing. Duck Dynasty star vowed to quit if A&E banned talk of God or guns. Well, now they've just basically permanently suspended him or indefinitely. A&E tried to cut Jesus from Duck Dynasty family prayers. So I said, why would you cut out in Jesus' name? See, they want to create a fake image. You know, they tell people on these reality shows why I've refused. Let's not exaggerate. more than 15 reality shows, I mean with the contracts, is because they will tell you, you got to act like a clown and act stupid or you're not going to be on the show. Don't you want to be a star? And I'm like, nope, don't want to be. Oh, hey, don't you want to host this show? Nope, don't want to do it. I'll go on and be interviewed by History Channel, Discovery Channel, CNN, whatever, about politics and information. I'll talk about things, but I'm not going to sit there and act like a clown for you. Jindal says, mess up situation when Miley Cyrus gets a laugh and Phil Robertson gets suspended. The politically correct crowd is tolerant of all viewpoints except those they disagree with. That's what Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal said of the Duck Dynasty star Phil Robertson being suspended by A&E. So that's what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. And this is supposed to scare everybody. The sales of the records of Hank Williams Jr. only went up when he got kicked off of Monday Night Football. And they put Obama there in its place and promote Obamacare and restricting our guns. It goes on and on and on and on. And I want to get your take on this, 800-259-9231. But I got to say, ladies and gentlemen, this is a real attack on free speech. And a real attack on all of our rights. And it is absolutely shameful that a large portion of the children taken by CPS from good families, because the folks want healthy, well-adjusted kids that are 2-3 years old, are being given, you can look at the numbers on this, to, quote, gay and lesbian families so they can have kids. Because they don't, and I mean, if you go look it up, in some states, as much as 30% of the kids being taken by CPS, places like New York, California, are being given to these couples. And literally, those of us that are heterosexual are hunted now. I mean, you know, it's bad when a couple guys roll a gay guy and beat him up to rob him because that's their excuse to do it. Just like it's wrong when black kids go beat up white people because they're white and they deserve it, and you want to rob them. You always demonize somebody you want to rob. But you're not going to see shows about all the 2- and 3-year-olds taken from mommy and daddy. And all the CPS groups delivering these children. I mean, I know there's been, right here in Travis County, law enforcement people. Head law enforcement people over the years who, you know, would have 3 kids taken by CPS. 2 women married to each other, and they are literally harvesting kids right out of Travis County that they headed up. Everybody knows what I'm talking about who's in this. You know. My point is, folks, it's unbelievable. And I am literally seen like a human running through the fields in Planet of the Apes being run down with nets thrown on us. But it's all done through color of law. It's all done real cute and funny, and we're persecuted. We're persecuted, ladies and gentlemen, and if you study it, this is what happened in Rome. Homosexuality was illegal in Rome first, and then they had their golden age of the Republic. They took over the known world. Then they became decadent. It's a cycle. Got into all sorts of stuff. Marrying their horses, I talk about that, you know. And then the Roman emperor started saying the nobility has to give us your daughters and sons to raise tax money. The rich even had to go be prostitutes for the emperor. It was the demand of sex. If you look at the biblical story of Sodom and Gomorrah, whether you believe that story or not, Sodom and Gomorrah did exist there by the Dead Sea. And there's evidence were destroyed by some calamity. And they come to the door and say to the family that had come visiting, give us your children. Then they say, by the way, who are those beautiful ones? We want them, who were angels. And my point is, whether you believe that story or not, I mean, ancient history books are replete with people coming in demanding your children. Hitler took the children. The Stalinists took the children. The Maoists took the children. The Aztecs took the children. The Druids took the children. The state always wants the children. And they're on the news introducing federal and state bills to ban homeschooling right now. Saying you will get a CPS visit and have to have a license to raise your kids. It doesn't matter statistically, they're the most well-adjusted, best children. Hillary Clinton says you can't. Hillary Clinton, who on record In 1996, FBI agent quit and went public over this. We interviewed him, and it was confirmed. Photos were released, leaked by the Secret Service, of crack pipes and Mao Zedong on the Christmas tree. And that's what Satanists have always been into. Satanists have always been into defiling the other religion symbols. And I don't want to go into what they do. You want to look into what Satanists do with Christian artifacts, Christian symbols and signets. That's the essence of Satanism, is defiling other people's articles of faith. I'll just leave it at that. And that's what they do. They defile our children. They defile our temples. They defile our culture. They run all over it. And, oh, it's okay. Again, if they were trying to teach, it's a genius plan, pedophilia, to first, second, third, fourth graders, and it was heterosexual, they would all be arrested at these public schools. But because it's federal curriculum and it's done to create inclusion, they can sexualize your tiny child as pervert operators. And even if the teachers and people aren't pervert operators themselves, consciously, they follow it and they do it as part of their political correct religion. Democrats are saying they're signing up for Obamacare. They'll pay double, triple, whatever it takes as a sacrament to their Lord and Savior, their Messiah, as Barbara Walters and Jamie Foxx and all of them call him. He is a Messiah. And what did he do at the gay and lesbian events they have every few weeks at the White House? They always have like 5 and 6 and 7 year olds introduce it. And it's always two little boys or two little girls. It's never one boy, one girl. Imagine having an event about heterosexual sex or an event for sex outside marriage. They'll say, we're going to promote that. It's a good thing, according to them. Here we have a little boy and a little girl together. What's the message of that up front? Everyone looking at them. Oh, let's have two little boys at one, the next two little girls, with all these people looking at them going, you're part of the cult. And now the UN's lobbying, and NAMBLA is a part of it, the North American Man-Boy Love Association. They're lobbying in universities, and they had the major medical journals. Remember, it just came out, the major psychology journal, psychiatry journal, the National Psychiatry Journal. Pull it up, psychiatry journal. Says pedophilia not a psychological disorder. No, it's a crime. It's people preying on the innocent, destroying their innocence, destroying their development, wrecking them so they don't have innocence and don't have free will. I mean, it's disgusting. Oh, saying you like a woman to look beautiful, that's anti-feminist. But if you want to sexualize a five-year-old, that's just fine. It's all this fake moral high ground garbage. Manly men are bad. Womanly alluring women are bad. But let's teach first graders how to masturbate. This happened in the U.S., still ongoing in Europe, where they have the little kindergarten in first grade time where you take a 30-minute nap after lunch. I remember doing that, and let me tell you, they didn't have the teacher teach you how to play with yourself. And I don't talk about stuff like this because I'm not hung up on sex, folks. These people are perverts and are hung up on sex. And I'll tell you, most of these so-called liberals come from highly religious families that use it as a tool of control to traumatize them. And so now they are perverts, ladies and gentlemen, who are completely uncomfortable in their bodies and literally get off on doing the nastiest stuff they can, the most unhealthy lifestyles they can. Gift givers, gift receivers, bug chasers, men trying to give each other HIV and trying to give it to others and trying to give blood so they can give the gift, and people criticize giving the gift, and they're homophobic because they're saying don't go out and kill yourself and kill others. What? Well, then I am homophobic. If homophobia means don't teach pedophilia, if homophobia means don't go out and try to have 100 sex partners a week in unprotected sex, then I am a homophobe, ladies and gentlemen. Need to get that straight. I am phobic of hepatitis. I am phobic of HIV. I am phobic of death. The truth is, I don't dislike these individuals that are out there caught in this and these destructive lifestyles that just get worse and worse statistically. You know who the number one group is in this country who has the lowest life expectancy of any group? It's gay men. Now, can you show well-adjusted people that are, yeah, but the point is statistically, it's destructive And if you say that, you lose your TV show. And again, I never talk about this stuff. I'm forced to because of the full-out, continual assault against civilization. And again, for people out there that are naturally like this or going back to ancient times, it's not just the chemicals in the water and the food. This stuff's always gone on. It's always been in the military. It's the obsession with it is what I don't like, and the total assault of it. It's like a fad that's been a fad for 100 years, and I'm sick of hearing about it, man. I am sick of it. It's like I'm tired of a boyfriend and a girlfriend who will go stand in front of the windows of your office every day from the place next door and kiss in front of everyone and grab on each other. I guarantee you, they're not going home and actually doing anything. I'm telling you, they want to do it in public as some weirdo display. And I'm irritated by that. I'm sick of it. Now, if you're out at the beach and it's sunset and you see a couple out at the end of a pier really kiss each other, that is romantic and sexy. But it's the difference of just the fakeness and the plasticness of it and the artificiality and how it's being force-fed. Man, I don't want to be force-fed anything. And it's not because I hate people. And I want to make that clear. It's not that I'm politically correct and want to go, I promise I'm not hateful. Be nice. Like me. I don't care if you like me. I'm all about reality and telling you what I really think. I don't like the fact that I'm raising three children in a country bombarded with this stuff and that my children end up hearing my show. My son's here today and shouldn't be thinking about this. This is bull. This is sick. Man, you don't go over and ask people what insurance they've got or what religion they are. You don't walk up to random people and ask them what their favorite dish is because it's not your business and it's weird. You don't walk over to random people and ask what their blood type is. You don't walk over to random people and ask them how much money they got in the bank account. And you sure don't go into kindergartners and first graders and beat them over the head so, teaching them how to do stuff I can't even say on the radio. Yeah, there it is. Wisconsin schools teach fourth graders about masturbation. Oh, it's a lot worse. People go, hey, it's natural. Big deal. Get them over it. It isn't the state's job to do that. My God, is there nothing we won't put up with? Please, sweet Lord, help us. I'm not using the Lord's name in vain. I'm calling out to God here. That's all the fake bumpers out there, too, that want to make you feel like you're guilty and bad, so you'll go to their church and bow to them when they're not fighting evil. And they say, oh my Lord, help us. Oh, don't use the Lord's name in vain. But I'm not using the Lord's name in vain. I'm calling out involuntarily. God, help us. Help us. Heal us. Help us repent. Sweet Jesus, help us.
The thought that he was going to be, I shouldn't say this at Christmas time, but the next Messiah. And the whole Obamacare, or whatever you want to call that, affordable health.
Abominable.
It just hasn't worked.
That's enough. That's enough. I'm going to go to break. Come back and go to your calls. And then we have a guest coming on, Paul Jenkins, CEO, Veteran Beer Company, veteranbeercompany.com. I want to get him on at 20 after, sometimes take calls. That's when I want to get these guests on, is 20 after a lot of times, and I'll keep changing that on you. Let's get them on so I have time in this next segment. The next segment after that, take calls on the whole Duck Dynasty thing. Some stations join us in the second and third hour. I want to bring back in this whole First Amendment issue. Then I've got all this other news I haven't covered yet. But we're going to have those guys on, Veteran Beer Company, for about 20, 30 minutes. And then we'll continue with calls. And then one of the most famous wrestlers out there, not just Jesse Ventura or Rowdy Piper, who's been on the broadcast, both listeners and now friends of mine, well, friends for a long time, Jesse Ventura, Glenn Jacobs. And of course, he is Kane, very popular. I almost went out and saw him in Austin a few nights ago when he was here, but it just couldn't do it. Had too much family stuff, too much family in the hospital with this mystery disease we're going to be getting into and breaking down. They've confirmed my uncle has the mystery disease. They've sent it off to the federal government and can't find out what's in his lungs. Yeah, Kane's a libertarian patriot. Plays a bad guy on the stage in the physical ballet of wrestling. The sport of wrestling, but is a patriot in the real world. So he'll be joining us, and that's JacobReport.com under construction, Twitter at Jacob's Report. Of course, our Twitter's at Real Alex Jones. Briefly, before I come back and go right to your calls, you need to support the First Amendment. You need to support independent media so they can't censor us. And we fund ourselves 100% with the support of viewers like you. Going and getting our awesome Patriot blend, Wake Up America coffee in the one-pound bags. They've also got a mushroom immune support blend that tastes great and is wonderful. This is my favorite coffee, so I got it delivered in and private labeled at a lower price than leading competitors right out of Chiapas, Mexico, and it helps the farmers down there as well. It's beyond free trade, beyond fair trade. InfoWarsLife.com. And we also have the nascent iodine, pure atomic form. It's purple-blue, not black or red. It's done wonders for me and my family, just like Dr. Grip said it would. Try it. You're supporting the broadcast, and I really think you'll be blown away. We've got nothing but positive feedback. I've never had anything that was 100% positive. It hasn't. In 3 months, nothing negative yet. I've never seen a phenomenon like this. And we have the new product, the fluoride shield, not just the survival shield, that has the nascent iodine in a double-size, 2-ounce bottle. The fluoride shield is only a 1-ounce bottle. The survival shield is a 1-ounce bottle. The fluoride shield is a 2-ounce bottle, and it's got five other ingredients, Shilajit and other key things that hyper detoxify you with the nascent iodine. You can take both together, but there's nascent iodine in this as well. And it's 2 ounces, but only $10 more. So a giant savings of $20 on that. Fluoride Shield, InfoWarsLife.com. And your purchase supports the broadcast. You can also call toll free and ask any questions or order via the telephone, 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Your phone calls, Chris Lee Anthony.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time.
We're being socially engineered. Our children now belong to the state. They've got bills introduced everywhere to outlaw homeschooling. In Germany, it's outlawed when families flee here. scientists, doctors, children, genius level. The state comes, arrests their parents, sends them back to Germany, where the state takes them. The state now orders women who are unemployed to be prostitutes in Germany. You think I'm joking? Just type in women in Germany ordered by state to become prostitutes. That's the welfare state. Once they've bankrupted things, got you under their control, they say, hook 'em, baby. This is feminism. But a man being the head of the household's bad. But when the state says, you hit the street, I'm your pimp, a woman hits the street. And that's liberal. And when Obama drops bombs on Libya, it's liberal. You got to learn how to be liberal, folks. I think you could rob a bank and shoot people and say you're liberal. They might actually think blood on the ground's a red carpet for you. I mean, it's that sick with these freaks. Chris, Lee, Anthony, Isaiah, Mateo, we're going to all of you. Chris in New York, tell us your take on the new red terror in America as they try to ban free speech.
It's already gone, Alex. I mean, the problem is the people are so stupid in this country anymore because they go to work like sheep. They get stuck in traffic an hour there, an hour back. They sit at a desk all day. They come home. They put on the news. They listen to the wrong news.
Their kids play video games. Yeah, we don't communicate. Everyone is being programmed by the fake culture that's artificial.
Now that Mattel or somebody came out with an iPad holder that goes over the baby's bouncer seat. That's how you're supposed to entertain your kids now. Is hand them an iPad.
Oh, no. When I go to a restaurant, they've got 1.5, 2-year-olds all sitting there playing with it, and the doctors all admit in studies it brain damages them. Doesn't matter, though. It's liberal.
The reason my main call was is about the Duck Dynasty thing. I mean, A&E, this is how stupid that these corporations are. They have a guy and a family who has brought so much money to their network and has brought... These people are like superstars now, and it still has not changed the way that they are. But you get one womanized person to complain about what the guy said, and he didn't even come out and blatantly say anything really bad. He said,
well, listen, they're not stupid. I know it seems like that to a normal person. Their number one mission is you don't have free speech. Do you understand? Their mission is you shut up, you do what we say, you don't criticize our agenda, because once the precedent's set on gays or on Christmas, they can ban anything they want by fiat. Do you understand?
Absolutely. Another thing I wanted to mention is my daughter, she came home with homework the other day, and I'm a very staunch oppositionist to Common Core, but they gave her, it was called an ELA, an expanded learning assignment, and they wanted her to describe a hero and a role model and how they got that way. And guess who the subject was? Justin Bieber. So I wrote a nice note to the teacher that my daughter's not going to be doing any reports on a role model of Justin Bieber.
And again, this is what the military does. They have these questionnaires they give you on computers that then flip all the intel and flip all the info over to where they ask all the questions and then they describe who a hero is. Absolutely, it's total programming. But hey, that sounds like better than 2 + 2 = 4. Well, you don't think Justin Bieber, total moron, who looks like he's wearing a man's diaper, you don't think that Justin Bieber is a hero?
No, I don't. But the issue is that the American people are not going to change until something happens to them, unfortunately. And I've been a long-time listener to you, and I'm a Prison Planet subscriber, and my friend turned me on to you about 2 years ago, and when I first started listening, I was like, you know, what's this guy talking about? But now I listen to you every day, and I got my mother on to you, and my family. And
well, God bless you, brother. Second hour coming up. We're all in this together. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade,
My favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.